96 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this terrific Tuesday, October 15th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Couple of concerns coming in. Quick text messages just popped up here. Robert in Sheboygan. Yes, I watched the debate. I thought Rogers won it by a nose. Okay. Rick, this is Officer Rick. He's acting as a school cop today down in Genesee County. When Slotkin got elected as my congresswoman, they spent $28 million against Mike Bishop, who had to spend $19 million to lose. She defeated a sitting congressman. Rick, is that because the district demographics changed? Was there some drawing of the maps that ended up changing the district? Or did that happen, this last redrawing of the map, where they've made that particular congressional district a lot more left-leaning? I know certain congressional races that are monitoring, Tom Barrett appears to possibly be winning that race, so we'll have to wait and see. But no, maps back then, Rick says, no, didn't have anything to do with it. Very good. Christine Gray, down in Northville. Rogers seemed to be appearing to stumble over his words. Slotkin couldn't afford to help her mother get insurance, help her keep her house, or take her mother to live with her. I'm not really sure about her personal situation. I have no idea. Phyllis, no YouTube videos during the show. Thank you. Let's see. One of the things that you have to look at is the process of the debates, whether or not they're actually being viewed by enough people to change the outcome of the vote. One particular story that caught my eye prepping for the show today, this morning, was something is happening in the Muslim population. And this is big. This is very big. Very slow absentee ballot returns happening in the Arab American dominated area of Dearborn, Michigan. The presidential election here in Michigan is going to be watching very closely, fixed on Dearborn, as to whether voters will decide to vote for Vice President Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or not vote at all when it comes to the presidential race. Why? Because of their stance, Harris, Democrat, versus Green Party candidate Jill Stein's position stance on the war in Israel, between Israel and Gaza. Dearborn City Clerk George Darney said he's getting phone calls from media outlets nationwide having to answer questions about how reporters want to be able to report the story as to how the election is being handled in the city of Dearborn. city clerk said he's expecting a lower voter turnout from the city this year, especially on the east side, where more Arab Americans reside. While tabulating ballots has not yet started, the number of absentee ballots that have been returned on the west side of the city is keeping pace with normal jurisdictions around Dearborn, but not on the east side. About 75% of the absentee ballots that have been returned have come from the west side of the city. Right now, it looks like there's going to be a low voter turnout for the Arab American population in Dearborn, adding that it's much too soon to predict which candidate will pull ahead since tabulation and other methods of counting the votes haven't started yet. However, only 3,000 of the 11,000 absentee ballots the city sent out have been returned, below 30%. Darney, the clerk, said at this point, he would have expected it closer to be 40 to 50%, almost half. Of course, voters could participate during the early in-person voting, which starts this week from this coming Saturday, October 26th, running through November 3rd. Or they could choose the vote on Election Day. This could end up driving the city's voter participation back to normal levels. But we are going to have to wait and see. Well, for one, a voter that still has their absentee ballot knows there isn't any incentive to turn it in early. So right now, it's not necessarily top of mind for them. Another is that they're waiting to see if Harris shifts her position on what's going on in Israel. Well, one of the consulting firms, Mark Gribner of Practical Political Consulting, said according to Thursday's mail, this would be last Thursday, it appears that about 30% of likely Democratic ballots have been returned statewide. He pointed out, though, that the ballots from the Arab Americans are, in fact, coming back slower than they did just 2 years ago. So if you're trying to read people's moods, the speed at which they return their ballots would tell you something. Later adding that my professional opinion is there's some suggestion of at least a hesitancy by Arab absentee voters in Dearborn to return their ballots. Both of the political consultants agreed. It's too soon to know if the movement to vote either uncommitted or to leave the presidential oval blank could end up impacting Harris's vote from that particular segment of the population. In addition, could it affect the winning of the state to Donald Trump, thereby giving him the Electoral College electoral votes? With all the attention focused on the Arab American voters, the clerk said he hopes that there won't be any increase in voter intimidation or hate toward the Arab American community. Well, I got a very simple question to ask. If they're not going to vote, where would that voter intimidation or hate come from? Obviously, it would come from the Democrats. They want the Arab Americans to vote for Harris. They're not willing to do it. They totally disagree with the United States' position in helping Israel continue the war in the Gaza Strip, dealing with Hamas and Hezbollah, Iran, funding the missiles. The whole thing is in total chaos. Well, sorry, folks, but when you're president or vice president, your administration is responsible for foreign policy. You are the ones that chose to participate in the funding of this war in supporting Israel. The Arabs, of course, are ticked off about it. You honestly didn't think there was going to be political retribution? Well, obviously you don't know these people. Now, here's the interesting point. Potentially, Dearborn has between 200 and 250,000 votes that are up for grabs in this presidential election. If they stay home on the presidential oval, or they vote third party, perhaps Jill Stein, or they leave the oval blank, that is a huge voting block that could swing the election. If Harris doesn't get those votes, just from that one segment of our population, she could lose the state of Michigan. She loses Michigan in a few other swing states. She loses the presidential race to Donald Trump. So we'll be following that very, very, very closely. Other voting blocks that are being paid attention to, union auto workers. Donald Trump has pounded the campaign trail, as so has J.D. Vance, his vice president, coming to Michigan. They're going to be back here this week. One of the things they've been pounding the auto workers with is that Biden, Harris, Slotkin, all of the Democrats' agenda, Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, every single Democrat you can point to is pushing electric vehicle mandates, electric vehicle battery plants. Goshen, again, the Chinese Communist Party's proposed battery plant there in Green Township, Big Rapids, Michigan. Well, guess what? They are telling the auto workers these electric vehicle mandates will kill your job. Within a few years, you'll be out of work. All of the suppliers and all of the small owned companies that feed parts to the auto worker plants, you're going to be out of work as well. You add those two segments in Michigan, I'm only talking Michigan right now, not talking about the entire country. But if you look at the Arab Americans and the auto workers, if Harris doesn't get those votes, folks, she loses Michigan. In Pennsylvania, it's fracking. Donald Trump is actually hammering the heck out of her on fracking in Pennsylvania. You may have seen those TV commercials as well. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
A simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Last week, Marketing Resource Group, a political consulting polling company, conducted a poll from Monday, October 7th through Friday, October the 11th, just last week. Who did they survey? 600 Michigan voters. They don't give the methodology. What percentage Republican, Democrat, Independent, men, women, ages, none of that is in this story. However, Michigan voters, 66% said we are on the wrong track when it comes to the direction of the country. The country, not the state, the country. Right track, wrong track. 66% wrong track, 24% right track. Now, what's interesting about this poll, what's very, very interesting, is that they did the exact same poll going all the way back beginning in the spring of 2021. Since then, they have taken 8 surveys. Looking at the country's direction. Wrong track, right track. Very interesting poll numbers out of Detroit, where 83% believe the country is on the wrong track. West Michigan, the second highest populated area of our state, came in at 70%. Very left-leaning Oakland County, right track, wrong track. Well, wrong track, it was only at 51%, which is a very highly populated area of Oakland County's statewide population factoring in. Wayne County being number one, West Michigan being number two, then Oakland County coming in third. But the number in Detroit is astounding. 83% believe the country is on the wrong track. West Michigan at 70%. Even liberal now, Oakland County, still the majority, 51%, believe the country's on the wrong track. Very, very interesting. Then when you factor in approval numbers and disapproval numbers, Biden-Harris, approval numbers, same 600 people, 600 Michigan voters, Approval rating is at 37%. Disapproval at 57%. So, how is that going to play out 3 weeks from today? When you factor in Dearborn, the story I talked about earlier, the Arab American population possibly sitting out the presidential race, auto workers, I'm talking the rank and file, the guys and gals on the assembly line, in mass, all of the union members the UAW has trending towards Trump. And then when you factor in wrong track, right track, these numbers that just came out from a survey, folks, that was done just last week, October 7th, Monday through Friday, October the 11th, 66% wrong track, only 24% right track. You factor in Detroit, West Michigan, and even Oakland County, the numbers are huge. Wrong track direction for the country. What does that equate to? Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, potentially winning the state of Michigan. And those coattails are going to probably be long enough to drag Rogers over the finish line against Slutkin. Especially when you factor in the $30 million worth of TV ads that are going to be running over the next 3 weeks. And I know we're so sick and tired of these things, but they're there, folks. You can't get away from them. Vicky and I sometimes view YouTube videos at night. Pop-up ads in the middle of some of these YouTube videos. Every single break is either Harris, Trump, Slotkin, or Rogers. Every single one. Again, watching sporting events. Heck, even watching The Voice. We record it so I can fast forward through the commercials. And sure enough, while you're sitting there monitoring the commercials as you're fast forwarding, there they are. There's the ads. Here's the final point of all this. It's called momentum. Momentum in a political race usually occurs within the last 2 weeks of the election. 2 weeks prior to the election, historically, is when 80% of the decisions are being made by people who are undecided or sitting on the fence or consider themselves independents. Again, 40% of the population going to vote for the Republican. 40% are going to vote for the Democrat. 20% in the middle, the independents. And undecideds occur starting next Tuesday. And that's when these ads are going to be at their peak. We'll keep monitoring all this. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.